It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.
The Odds Couple with Simon O'Donnell and David Taggart.
For the Quaddie, curated tips from the experts. The Quaddie, download today.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Odds Couple right around the country. Miles Fitzner filling in for Simon O'Donnell. Josh Jenkins not quite in the opener.
Filling in for himself.
And the superstar, David Taggart. Good morning, Tags.
Miles, pleasure to be here. You taking over Scoop. What about JJ butting in as per usual like a goat?
The greatest of all time.
Yeah, just I'll a goat. No, the animal, a goat. Bah, you know. As you say, you haven't even been introduced yet. But yeah, Scoob, he's on a little trip over. I think he's going to a 50th or 60th in America.
So that's Lindsay Fox's, isn't it?
Oh, that'd be an 85th.
It's Lindsay Fox's cruise or something, isn't it?
Yeah. No, is it?
Oh, yeah, I think it might be.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that he's in the States.
Well,
anyway,
I'm happy to be here this early.
Yeah.
Because this has
got to
be
the Odds Couple for the first time, Miles.
In the level of SEN boys and the radio, wider radio network, is it like off the bench is pinnacle, right? And then Odds Couple is right behind it. Is that right? Is that right? Zip's nodding at me.
I don't know. Is
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Is off the bench that good, is it?
Yeah, that's the. So I'm nearly at
Well, we're just the teaser for the off the bench.
I think I've nearly peaked in my career.
As Picker says, he kicked the Jew off the ground for us. So that's what we do.
Or in the Southwest, used to shoo the cows off at Sanford.
Mm. Yeah, get rid of the dungs.
Now,
good day, boys. Good day's racing.
Hard day's racing. Mm. Really hard. Hard, both Melbourne and Sydney. Like you look at the run to the roses today. There's 12 starters. 10 of them are first up. Like seriously.
But they're all returning, obviously, from gun 2-year-olds returning as 3-year-olds, which is tough.
Yeah. And that's what's happened. That's what's been happening in Melbourne as well. It's going to be happening in Sydney. The rain around now. You mentioned this in the production meeting, Miles.
Oh, detailed that was.
Both Melbourne, Sydney. It's overcast weather, so keep an eye on the track.
No, it's sunny in Sydney.
Sunny in Sydney. So we're on a soft five there, so that should be remaining the same.
Blue skies and sun.
Blue skies and sun.
Track manager said.
And Melbourne?
Liam O'Keefe was a little concerned about
We've had about 10 mil overnight.
Yeah, 9 mil overnight.
Was that much?
He was hoping for 3, yeah.
Oh.
He was hoping for 3, but he said it's crucial what happens between now and race 1.
Okay, so keep an eye on the radar.
As to whether or not it gets
a downgrade. We are on a soft 7.
There are a few showers just lingering over the bay.
I don't think it'll affect my besting. I'm thunderstruck, though.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Jeez, off the top,
oh,
you've given it out 6 minutes in. We're supposed to hang them in there
I'm laying
until 8:59.
I'm taking it on.
Supposed to give out your best at 8:59.
Okay, right.
I just gave a little Easter egg. I can give another one out.
The rain's meant to... There's a slight chance... According to my little farmer weather, which is normally pretty good. But it's sort of
have you
talking...
changed the radar from the southeast of SA?
I have, JJ. Oh. It's not the Narracourt loop. But the 30% chance until midday, and then there's a bit of a spike around 3 o'clock. But then they reckon, according to Jane Bunn last night too, that after 3 o'clock it is dry as a bone, so especially for the football tonight.
Okay.
Any other news?
There's plenty of news. Of course, condolences to the royal family. Queen passing yesterday.
I can't believe. So I was talking
loved
about
her
this
horse
on the run home yesterday. We're out at Dandenong.
Saw that with Andy Maher.
Great place to be out at Brick Lane Brewing. Mm-hmm. And if the English cricket team were mid-match and the Queen passed, they have to stop the game and fly home.
Yeah.
Out of respect.
It's unbelievable.
What happened?
They do the day of, there's certain days of mourning. 10 days of mourning.
They're moving to Brownlow, mate.
But people,
it's going to clash with the
Commonwealth country.
But people forget.
I know.
Because we've had the same monarch for 70 plus years, right? Mm. People actually forget that these royal sort of duties. It's
been in place for that long.
They've been in place for hundreds of centuries. Yeah. I mean, there's a real formality around about it. It's, if you watch Game of Thrones, you'd know about royal formalities.
No, I don't yourself.
You'd watch. You would have watched it. Have you watched Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it wasn't a big rap for it. I'm watching the other one too at the moment because the little Australian actress is in it.
I know that's a bit of a segue, but there are really strict formalities around when the kings announce how the coffin comes back, where they've got to sit it. Jeez. But it's anyone that knocks her service of duty to.
Like you won't get another monarch like it.
No, her service, anyone that says, oh, look, don't care, rah, 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 and lives in a Commonwealth country needs to pull their head in a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Well, even America, the Americans love her. They love the royal family. They can't get enough of her.
She was a horse racing fanatic, though, wasn't
loved
she?
Loved it.
Loved the royal ass, got to be in mourning. She couldn't make it this year, of course, because of the ill health, but she was there. Luke Nolan got to meet her, of course, with Black Caviar.
Yes.
A lot of Australian. Joe Janiak, of course, take over Target.
Darren Thomas, he put the photo up last night, Merchant Navy, with the Coolmore boys. And there's a lot of people that I know. Nat Von Berto, former Australian netball captain, she met the Queen as well. It'd be one of those things that, it'd be unreal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'll stay with you for life.
What about staying in Europe just for a moment before we go from Ireland to Flemington, Tags? Very elegant.
Amazing.
Very elegant. So had a late switch of race. She's now going to race in a 2,400-metre Group 2, the Prix-Foy.
Yeah, this is the lead-up to
Japanese,
the
but apparently
the
it's French, at Longchamp on Sunday. Sounds Japanese.
It does. The Prix-Foy.
Prix-Foy.
Sounds like some sort of sashimi or something.
So, I know we're probably not getting, the absolute best intel in terms of what's going on, messaging, but
she'd want to improve.
Chopping and changing and late changes and decisions.
Yeah.
What's going on over there with
her? Do you think
it's
now, with the lack of internationals here, do you think now that they think that they might have made the wrong call? I think there might be something in the back of their mind where they're saying, we might have stuffed
I heard, might have been with you or with Cam or Gareth or one of the stable
you make a good point.
Hosting superstars. Bray Sikorsky said if she goes average, this is it. So Sunday could be her last race.
Oh, she's over there for the arc. The owners, runner in the arc.
But there was a bit of a blow up there, wasn't there?
Well, she's wearing different silks.
Yeah, some of the owners didn't want her to go. So then the others had to...
Chris Waller obviously didn't want to take it.
Then they had to... There were elements of buying other owners out or paying for other shares and whatnot.
Mm. Well, from what I understand, if she goes no good, that's it.
Yeah.
Owners getting involved. I know they pay the bills, but, mate, you leave it to the professionals.
When I was brought up, and especially with owning horses, you never, ever told a trainer where you wanted the horse to go. You never attempted to tell them how to train it, and you never attempted them to go, they need to go to this race or anything. You just, the trainer decided.
Mm, that's a while.
You just asked. You asked where, why, and what.
Correct.
You never said anything.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Just like you shouldn't tell jockeys how to ride a horse.
Yep, exactly right.
But people still do.
I've still given a few of spray. So.
Yeah, it's still amazing.
Like when you say do not go back.
A trainer knows what
back.
Yeah, a trainer knows what he's talking about, but you just don't tie jockeys down with the instructions. They've been around 10,000 times, they know what they're doing. You're talking about Europe. Interesting race coming up at Flemington over the 2,500 today. Of course that's race 6. Field of 15, big field. You've got three half brothers going around.
Three fools.
Brothers.
Oh, by Galileo, out of Remember When.
Three fools. Brothers.
So that's they're 5, 6, and 7 years old. Serpentine is the 6-year old. Of course, team captain's the oldest. He's the 7-year old.
Serpentine, the one that won the big race in Europe, the Derby or something, didn't he? He did. I'm pretty sure.
I'll tell you in a sec.
But
he won the Epsom Derby. Yeah, he won the Epsom Derby. He sure did. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won the maiden and then straight into the Epsom Derby at $26 and won by 5.5 lengths.
And now he's $34 out here in a 2,500 metres.
This isn't a great...
Then his form fell away, but yeah, it's a tough little race. And Serpentine's first up over the 2,500. You got Point Nepean. He's not in it. He's first up, but he's not related. Team captain's the other brother.
King of the Castle.
Who's second up and King of the Castle first up. So both, two out of the three, one's with Kamani and the other two with Lloyd and / Robert Hickmott.
First time ever. Has to be.
Yes. I've seen a mother and son race.
Yeah.
Yeah, but three, yeah. And we said that 20 years ago. Imagine three Europeans or Irish bred horses coming out.
Will they recognise each other when they get to the races?
They wouldn't know who they are. The stablemates probably will
Some
because they would have worked together.
That. Some people dispute that.
I rode for Greg Mance and he sold a horse to Robert Smurden.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 months later, those two horses met and they knew behind the gates. They were calling out to each other behind the gates. I rode one and, yeah. And, of course, for Mancy, and, of course, the one that was now trained by Robert Smurden, they were calling out to each other. They just knew each other.
I've seen mothers call out to their babies.
But how would you know your brother later? If you've never met your brother? Because they get weaned after 6 months, so instinct. they wouldn't know.
Instinct.
No. Speaking of which, that race is awful.
There'll be a winner.
Yeah, but first leg of the quaddy on a day like today. F. I mean, that shouldn't be there.
F.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're not F, you're at least got six or seven in there.
I've gone. My quaddy's $144, and it's pretty light for a Flemington card because it's going to be that hard.
You know, you and I are big fans of New Zealand racing, right? We do pretty well over in New Zealand, the Shaky Isles. I've starting to get some influence around Sportsbet HQ. Today, Hastings. Money back second and third. The first race kicks off at 9:50 this morning.
It's a good deal.
And we've got one over there too, so we'll give that out shortly. We've got one.
Staying on Flemington,
mm-hmm.
Take your hat off J-Mott. 54 kilos he's riding. The bloke's nearly 6 foot tall.
That's
54 kilos. There's got to be a time where you've got to say no. I don't reckon I've never seen him ride 54 kilos. You may give him a half a kilo, but he's got El Rocco as well as Lyrical Lad, is it? Early on in the day, both 54 kilos. It's a big effort by J-Mott. One of the Lyrical Lad in the second. It's favourite. It's got to go up in class though, as well as El
Can't
Rocco
win.
For Jay McArdle. 54 kilos.
Can't win.
He's been getting it down. He rode 55 on Wednesday, but. If you actually knew Jamie Mott and how tall he was, I'd hate to think what his week would have been consisted of.
We might have to get him on during the week and ask. I remember seeing, you can see jockeys sometimes in the mounting yard and they are like...
Jockeys collapse in the mounting
yard. And
it's
not good, that.
No, I had dinner with Stevie Arnold. If you don't know Stevie, he's
massive.
One of the tallest jockeys. Jamie Mott's about the same size. Now, I had lunch with Stevie about 6 months ago and I said, you look back now and say, how the hell did I do what I did? And he goes all the time, you know, starving yourself and that you got to be that dedicated before you even put your leg over a horse. So he can't believe what he did and how he used to treat his body. I just couldn't imagine how Jamie Watt would be going through this week. You'd be in the sauna
hopefully
now.
It's all worthwhile.
I see on the rundown here, it says best bets of the day and why. Do we do that here? Surely not. At the start?
Yeah. No, not at the start.
They're at the top.
No.
We don't.
No, this is wrong.
No.
We do them at the end.
Well, do you want to jump to...
Even though I've given my best.
Well, you have. we've just got a little bit before we can probably even jump to the break now, but do you think this weather at Flemington has changed the Maccabi Diva now? From what you thought before to what you think now, has it changed your opinion of it?
Probably a couple less chances, is there?
Well...
I was sort of keen on Regal Power... On a good track.
Hey, and people would knock that. 3 from 3 at the trip, all-star mile winner, group one winner.
Alligator Blood wants it rock hard.
Yeah.
Well, I think Alligator Blood wants it hard.
Yeah.
I thought Cascadian would appreciate it softer than good. I thought it brings him into it more.
Thunderstruck, won't worry him.
Well, didn't Mick Price
hasn't
say...
hasn't done much on
soft
ground.
I don't think he's going
terrible.
Very well, Mwonga. But Thunderstruck, didn't Mick Price say on Gareth's show yesterday that... he'd prefer it on the harder side than the softer side.
That surprised me, considering he ran second, beaten a half length behind Mr. Brightside in the Group 1 Doncaster on a heavy night.
The money has to come for Cascadian.
Yeah, the money will come for Cascadian. Has to be.
Yeah, still got to turn a length and a half on Thunderstruck, though. Thunderstruck
but,
was
yeah,
barrier
I'll
one.
I'll take you on your opinion.
On this, though, just quickly, Thunderstruck ran the fastest last 600, right, and it was motoring and got going, but Cascadian ran the fastest 400 and 200.
We need to watch that again.
It got tracking earlier, Thunderstruck. Cascadian came into it afterwards and ran the fastest last two furlongs.
He still wasn't taking ground off him at the
inside
end.
Inside alley for Thunder.
Yeah, he'll race the more prominent.
The map is the map's
alligator
ugly.
Blood. Yeah, there's no pace on the race. I think Zara will ride Thunderstruck a little bit closer, just naturally. I think there's no pace on Alligator Blood. May get it easy. Western Empire, Regal Power may sit up outside it.
Alligator Blood leads. I think you've got Western Empire, Regal Power. They sort of sit two and three, don't they?
Yeah, Western Empire may sit outside Alligator Blood.
Well, I probably didn't want it any softer. Yeah, I just want to see him. This is where I want to see him. Hitting the line. If he's not hitting the line here, I have to say, you know what?
Not wave it.
Not wave it, but you've got to say, you want him now. The Mounting Yard Watcher said that he walked in the yard and you went, he's tubby, he's fat.
That's his ideal, comes into it now with the wet track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First up.
Jump to a break. We'll go to Chris Nelson on the other side because I know there's one in Queensland he's declaring.
Oh, chips
like
in.
That. And there's two others I like up there that I think he likes too. So we'll jump to our first break and we do it all thanks to Sportsbet. Bet with mates, start a group and build a multi together. Conditions apply. And as always, gamble responsibly.
The Odds Couple with Simon O'Donnell and David Taggart. For the Quaddie, curated tips from the experts. The Quaddie, download today.
Welcome back to The Odds Couple. Wherever you're listening, right around the country, Miles Fitzner, Josh Jenkins, David Taggart with you. Coming up towards the 8:30 news and tags, we have to go to one of your favourites. One of the all-timers. We'll go north
all day.
For Racing Queensland. The spring racing has arrived. The Queensland Spring Carnival is here. Check it out at racingqueensland.com.au. Good morning to you, Chris O.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, Tags. I don't know where you're going to pop up next. Now you've unseated Simon.
It's just another... They're calling me Sellies at the moment. Fill all gaps, Chris-O. JJ's here too, by the way.
Good to chat to you. Sorry, I didn't know you. Chris-O. No one told me. Sorry, Josh.
Only on this show every week.
Now, you're very... he's pretty annoyed he's not in the stinger.
He's been here a month. He's still on probation.
Hey... Chris-O, you've been pretty vocal on one all week up there at Doomben. Do you want to go straight to that?
Yeah, I have. To be honest with you, I was hoping for a wetter track. We are on a soft six, so we do have a day of 25, 26 degrees. So thankfully we had a bit of a dew this morning, a heavy dew, so that'll keep it a little bit wet for a bit longer. But, I think Puntura is beautifully placed, race six, number three. He's been in great form this prep. He was narrowly beaten by Tokariki Lad last time out, ran him down on the line, meets him 4.5 kilos better at the weights. And look, on the wetter ground, he was definitely the better placed horse, Puntura. And he'll go forward here and he'll just about lead. So I still think he'll win. I don't want the track to dry out too much. I don't really want it to get to the good or anything like that, but I doubt it will. I think he's the way to go. Race six, number three, Puntura, should be the best bet of the day.
So, Chris-O, the lack of moisture is stopping you from probably saying chips in.
Chips in?
Yeah.
Well, Josh, will you be on this afternoon?
Yeah. Sure, yes, Chris, yes.
Excellent. Well, we'll see when we get to race six. I mean, they might, when we see these earlier races, they might chop into a little bit, and that's what I'd love to see. So it might be a chips in, but not until later in the day.
What are we going to double it up with, Chris-O?
What about the scallop? What about Scallopini?
Big chance.
What do you reckon, Chris-O?
Yeah, definitely.
Queensland to come down and get the chockies?
Barry says it wins.
Yeah. No luck last time. Caught wide, didn't pan out for it. So, look for a... It's similar to Shooting for Gold. They're both the sort of horses that like a bit of a smother.
Yep.
Not so much this one, but, it's got a good chance for sure. Tags, you asked about the other one. I do like... I'll check a couple in quickly later in the day. Big Odds, or one in particular. Was $10 Big Odds these days?
Yeah, yep. That'll
good
do.
Odds. Race 8, number 10, Windside. Down in weight, gets a lovely run. I think can run really well at around $10. And the other one I like is race 9, number 7, Desert Dreamer. Tony Gollan trains. No luck at all last time out. Beat Manhood on its merits two starts back. Manhood goes around against it again today. I think it'll win.
Desert Dreamer will run really well.
I was going to ask you about those two races, the bookends, Chris-O. Spoke to you about them yesterday. I was sort of in the Manhood camp. A lot of people are getting into Aaron T. And you're with Desert Dreamer. Is that one that maybe just comes down to pattern a little bit later in the day?
It does. Look, very, very effective on soft ground. So the drier it gets, the probably worse it gets for Desert Dreamer. But look, he was good first up. He was unlucky second up. He's had a nice freshen up, and that's the way he races best. So and he really looks well weighted too. So I think he'll run well on an each way basis, of course. So
Chris,
those last two, if they got up, it'd be a really good day, guys.
Couple of quick ones. My best is in the first, Chris O. Prince Shalar.
Yeah, I think there's only two chances there. Prince Shalar and Cool and Ready, and I'm with you. I've gone Prince Shalar's way.
And I asked you about Birrikart yesterday. Tags, you remember this horse? Plenty of ability. Wandered a little bit, and it's back. You mentioned they might not run it. They're electing to now. Is this going to be a bit better that it's a little bit drier?
I would think so, yeah. And look, the map's pretty kind. I would say this horse will probably sit outside the lead here, Birrikart. And we've got so many scratchings that it's fallen away a little bit. So a little bit of a test going up against the more seasoned horses. But look, if he's the horse that everyone thinks he is and justifies those offers he had from Hong Kong, he should be winning today.
That's right.
Chris O, no doubt you're on with the boys this afternoon. I'm plenty of the track family are looking forward to hearing you. Go and have a cup of coffee, freshen up, and we'll chat to you again
a bit later in the day.
I'll do just exactly that. Thanks, guys. Speak later.
Chris Nelson there for the Queensland Spring Racing Carnival. It's here. Check out racingqueensland.com.au for more details. Yeah, Birrikart was the one, Tags. We followed it the first three starts, remember? And you said, geez, this thing can run.
Mm.
And remember, it was all over the shop, big wonky action, and then it put its head down. It's three from four. They got really big offers from Hong Kong and turned them down. It ran five lengths off Prince of Boom in Zuma, California in March. And I think they were just waiting for this to soften up a bit.
Mate, he goes good.
Prince Shalar in the first is going to be my best up there. And just, I think we're still, we're on a bit of a streak up in Queensland Tags, aren't we, at the moment?
I know you are.
Plenty of support from the Tagster there.
No teamwork. JJ built his whole career around playing a role for the team.
Yeah, just being part of the team, Tags. That's not a one individual like you.
No, and he still polled votes for it, for just being a team player.
That's it.
Never won best team.
You kicked 60-odd in a year, though, didn't you?
Once, yeah. Never won best team, man. Don't think I finished in the top 20, but that's all right.
Let's go to the news. Thanks to SportsBet with Mate. Start a group and build a multi together. Conditions apply, and as always, gamble responsibly. On the other side of this, Trots Cross, we've got the preview, market movers, and Texas Quaddy, all still to come.
11:16 a.m.
The Odds Couple with Simon O'Donnell and David Taggart. For The Quaddy, curated tips from the experts. The Quaddy, download today.
Welcome back, The Odds Couple. Miles Fitzner filling in for Simon O'Donnell, Josh Jenkins, David Taggart. I really love your intro music. And when's it changing to The Odds Thruple?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
And it's very new age, The Odds Thruple,
well,
isn't it?
Zoe's in charge of that.
No, it's not. It's the Odds Couple, mate, Scoob and I.
You were going to change it to the odds thruple? Are you kidding me? Oh, the stinger to JJ's name.
It's always the odds couple, mate, because there's only the two of us.
The instruction came through to have it changed and Zoe forgot.
Jules has said this week, apparently, it's changing.
It wouldn't be like you had too much work on.
Yeah, the name of the show stays the same.
There's going to be complaints to the station because they're going to say... they're going to say, The Odds Couple with Simon O'Donnell, David Taggart and Josh Jenkins, and all the kids running around in regional Victoria are going to... Their brains are going to explode.
So originally,
it makes no sense.
When The Odds Couple started, originally, back 5 years ago, it was Scoob and Simon Marshall. I came on for the last 20 minutes and done a quaddy.
You replaced SD?
And then I replaced SD. And then, of course, we need someone from SportsBet, of course.
So this
great sponsors of the show. And that's what JJ's here for, and to give the markets. But Because we were so nice, we incorporate him into the show.
You know, they might also be a sponsor rather than just reading the markets.
Anyway, now this is a man who tipped a 20-1 win on the
track. Yes, thank you. Finally. Yes.
Hey, hello.
Yes. Thank you. Let's get to him.
Thanks to the... Well, I'll read the... Well, do you want to read the credit?
Hey? Well, trotsvision.com.au. Every race live and free.
There you go. Round of applause. Well done.
Aussie Battler. Good on him last week. Unfortunately, in the great tip-off against Hutchie Pickers, we get 100 a week. I had 100 to place on him.
Oh, no.
And Hutchie landed one.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he landed one at like 20-1 a couple of weeks ago. They send through a few suggested.
That's weak on your behalf.
No idea.
That's weak.
But
wouldn't go 50 each way and pick up a grand?
No, I should have, but I took the safe option. But had a little something for myself. So it was a good result, Aussie Battler. Tonight, we've got Group 1 racing out at Melton. I'm actually heading out there to do Trot's Vision.
Wow, that's
a hard work. That's a actually, big day for you. No one works harder than you.
No, no one. And the alternative is go home and look after the kids, so I'd rather keep working. Race 2, number 8, Olavici. This horse is on its way to the Inter-Dominion. Chris Lang, who's one of the best trainers of trotters, said it could be one of the better trotters he's ever had. So race 2, number 8, Olavici. Into, this is in honour of Scoob because he loves the all-ups, into race 6, number 3, Aldebaran Zeus. Fast horse, worried about the long trip, but he draws the front. Hopefully he steps away, and if he does, he'll be too fast for them. Into the best bet of the night, race 7, number 10, Honolulu Bay. He's just on his way to becoming 250. The all-up's $25.
Beautiful.
You can back them all straight out, but I reckon just have a dollar on the all-up. Race 7, number 10, Honolulu. Into race 8, number 4, Pediente. Now, the other horse in the race who's in the market, Just Hope, they've said they're going to go back and drive their horse conservatively. So that makes Pediente a very, very good bet. So the all up, race 2, number 8, into race 6, number 3, into race 7, number 10, into race 8, number 4. Hopefully you get a bit of a run for your money. Gee, and if it lobs, $25. Get out to Melton, a couple of group ones on the card. I'm looking forward to getting out there with the one, the only, the man, the myth, Jason Bonington.
Lovely.
Beautiful. And someone else.
You're going with the thing again?
That's trotsvision.com.au. Every race live and free.
Bang.
Lap up the trots.
They'll be happy with that, yeah. HRV.
They will be. Yeah. $20 winner, and Hutchie's already got another one.
Oh, seriously.
Has he got a form? Do you reckon Hutchie sits there and doing a form? Has he got a
form?
Yeah,
he does. Yeah. Someone sends him an email and he reads it for the first time during the segment. And sometimes they lob. That's what happens.
We've got a few like that at track, don't we, Tags?
Yeah. Miles, you know what time it is? Time for a break.
There
we'll
he
come
is.
Back.
There he is.
And we'll preview Sydney today. Run to the Rose.
Oh, Run to the Rose. Hey, good racing up at Rose Hill. Plenty more to come on The Odds Couple. Miles Fitzner, David Taggart, Josh Jenkins back in a moment.
The Odds Couple with Simon O'Donnell and David Taggart. For The Quaddie, curated tips from the experts. The Quaddie, download today.
Welcome back to The Odds Couple. Miles Fitzner, David Taggart, Josh Jenkins with you. It's gone 8:40. Thanks to Sportsbet. Bet with mates. Start a group and build a multi together. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Boys, time to have a quick look at Melbourne and Sydney here. Or we've had a little bit of a look at Melbourne. Where did you want to go, Taggart?
Let's start. Oh, well, we've got to start with the three-year-old Run to the Rose.
Yep, the Furphy Run to the Rose. Quarter past three. Race 7.
Do you want to kick this away then? Yeah, JJ.
This is a good little race.
Best of Bordeaux is your favourite with Sportsbet. 390 into 360. Natuno 650 into 5. Bit of money there. In Secret was Jewel Accepted. He's going to stay up in Sydney for the Run to the Rose. Tommy Berry rides 6 into 460 back to 5. And Fireburn at 650. This is a good race.
Cracker of a race. You got to forgive Best of Bordeaux, do you? If he runs another shocker, well, that's when you sort of got to start questioning that form line. Is Fireburn just a wet tracker, Miles?
Well, that's what I said during the week and people came for me. I said, is it just a duck?
Okay.
But
It's won 2 out of 3 on a good track, but that was they were lesser races, mate. That was winning a maiden.
I've got one of my better bets on the card in this race.
Oh.
And that's Natuno.
Yeah, big chance.
Now, Tony Golland said the last prep this horse won and won and was able to do it without settling. So they changed jockey to Huey Bowman. It put its head on its chest in that race and ran in behind Sweet Ride. Still fought him a little bit early, but it's learning. This is my...
But he was fresh first up.
Yeah, and this is my pick for the Golden Rose. I reckon he wins, and he'll start favourite in the Golden Rose.
Now, Sweet Ride beat Natuno home the other day. What price Sweet Ride? It's ridiculous odds for a horse that beat one of the favourites.
Sweet Ride, because you're a good fella, you can have $17.
It's amazing. Natuno is what?
Natuno's $5.
Amazing. Big discrepancy in the price there. Race 8.
Got to keep moving.
Race 8 is the Theo Marks. Mr. Mozart, 350. Ellsberg, 390. Jamea, 8. And Kementari, Special K at 950.
Yes. I tell you what. Yeah, Mr. Mozart, as you say, first up. Ellsberg going from 5 for 5 first up. Right. You have to put him in another quaddy, Miles.
Okay. Best of the day for me, Mr. Mozart. Laying Ellsberg. Wow. There's only two ways this race pans out. If it's on speed, Mr. Mozart wins. If you can come from behind, Jamia wins as the back marker.
3, 4, and 10 are my numbers.
Yeah,
and that's
Ellsberg take
one.
On Mozart has spanked this thing at the trials. Yeah. Spanked it.
Race 9 over the 6 furlongs of Sherico. This feels like a race in two. Shades of Rose 270. Espiona 320. Of course, she resumes today. And unless you are requesting, forget about the rest.
Yeah. Are we going to see the real Espiona today?
Well,
gets back
knows?
On a better track. Everyone's put a line through her, mate, but she raced on heavy tracks. I know she won the James Carr Group 3 at the end of last prep on a heavy 8 when she won by 4. But I just don't think she's at home really on a bog track.
Yeah.
And of course, Shades of Rose, well, she just keeps improving. I can't believe her win the other day. And, Miles, you're interested in the top weight.
Yeah, laying Espiona, but My Whisper can win, Star Tontes can win, Palacipan can win. Shades of Rose, a stack of them.
Well, you mentioned Star Tontes. Star Tontes won the Tats Tiara, beating who?
Snap Dancer.
And what did Snap Dancer do?
Won Group 1.
Wow,
Benson.
Look at you two.
Yeah, you we're go. A team, mate. Let's go to – do we go to Flemington now? Is that what we do?
No, mate. No. Let's go to a break.
Another break.
All right. Then we come back in a moment.
The Odds Couple with Simon O'Donnell and David Taggart. For The Quaddy, curated tips from the experts. The Quaddy, download today.
Well, welcome back. 8:48 Saturday morning. Miles Fitzner, David Taggart, Josh Jenkins with you. Odds Couple, Melbourne, Maccabi Davis Stakes Day.
It is.
JJ?
Yep.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go through each and every.
No, you've got to give a special, don't you?
Oh,
yes. The Saturday special.
She's lucky you're running the ship.
The SEN Saturday. Now, we did it for the first time last Saturday.
Yes.
Got the money,
bang.
Didn't
we? We got the cash.
$4.
Zaki did the job for us in the end. So
yes. We didn't have to lay off. I never laid off. I thought, he'll get the job done.
Yeah, so did I. I was on the way to
the
gym.
Did you want to recap last Saturday's special that got up?
So last Saturday was any three winners.
Yes.
And we had Zaki, Eduardo, Mr. Brightside,
yes,
all did the job for us.
And Cool and Gatta let us down.
But it doesn't matter.
You
That's
needed three
why
of the four and you need three of the four again today.
Yes, three of the four today. Now, this is, so go to the Sportsbet app, the Extras Market, and go to the SEN Track Saturday Special. This is just for us. And today, any three of Duel, I'm Thunderstruck, Hammer On, or Best of Bordeaux to win, $7.
Wow, you
so
think those
one
first
can
three
get
win?
Beat. And we're still alive.
Can you read them out again?
Duel.
Big chance.
I'm Thunderstruck.
Yeah, at best of
$2.30 the day. $2.30 favourite. Yeah. Some chance.
Yeah. Why don't you like Thunderstruck?
I just think the map. Oh, okay.
Hammer On.
Wins.
And Best of Bordeaux. Very good chance.
Two of them definitely win.
Which are they? What?
Which are Hammer On.
Hammer On, yeah.
Duel.
It'll win.
Probably Duel.
Yes.
Would be the next light.
I'm worried
most
about
likely.
Best of Bordeaux. I reckon Thunderstruck will. You say the map, but I reckon it'll box E from Barrier 1.
The beauty of this is we're going to. You'd imagine we're going to get a really good run for our money.
Yes. Love it.
So get involved.
It's a good price.
All right. Now it's time you get your pens, pencils, crayons, form guides, be ready, and whatever you got for us, Jay.
Thanks to Sportsbet. Bet with mates. Start a group and build a multi together. Conditions apply, and as always, get responsible.
Race 1 over the 1100. Duel's the favourite. We just spoke about him. 270 at the 290. Alpha 1's. Got the Fitness Edge, 550 into 370. Spacewalk races in Melbourne, $6.
You keep going, race
two. Are you going to give a tip on the way through?
Nah, I'm going to have to rip from. Right. Lyrical Lad, 350 out from 330. Sir Davey is 5 into 440. It's not a lot of money and not a lot of things happening in this race, except for Young Huerta, 18 into 13. If you've got something to desperately to say, yell out. Race three over the 1100 as well. Gennady, $4. English Riviera, 10-length winner on the synthetic, comes here 6 into 550. Ojai, 5 out to 6. And then the Daniel Bowman run is interesting, 11 into 9. Bubble Palace, race number 4. The Sofitel, Bermudez at 4. Pinstropped at 460. Scalapini, a horse we spoke about earlier, yes. 550 out to 6. El Rocco, 650 into 6. And a little bit of money for Al Playboy, open 19, currently $10. And then the Maccabi Diva, not in the quaddy tags. It's another small field. I like how they're doing this. I'm Thunderstruck, 245 into 230, back to 240. Alligator Blood, 460. Cascadian, 6. He was 650 only 15 minutes ago.
Take that.
Western Empire, 650. Moonga, 11. And a big price about the rest. And, tags?
Yes.
The quaddy legs. Now, the first leg, good luck. Point in the P and 380 Interpretation, 6 into 420. Good money there. Horrifying, 11 into 7 into 650. Mohican Heights at 950. What are we doing here,
please?
Yeah,
number 2, Varun Declare. Wasn't that bad first up, and he's way over the odds. Open up $51, and that was taken very quickly, wasn't it? Point and a pin. Well, it took him all before him last prep, going up 14 rating points when he won the Ramsden. We get to see the real number 4 Interpretation stepping up to 2,500 since coming to Australia. And I'll tell you what, Horrifying is the fit horse here. 2, 3, 4, and 5.
2, 3, 4, and 5. All right. The second leg of the quaddy, race number 7. And the Let's Lope, Kiss on All 4 Cheeks, $4. Mm. Flying Mascot at 5. I Am Ben there, the Miles horse, South Australian, $7.50. Foxy Freighter at 8.
Yep. Number 6, Flying Mascot. Can nearly get away with this if she gets a soft enough lead or sit outside the leader, which will be Lady of Honour, I think. Zara will need to be on his game with the favourite, Kiss on All 4 Cheeks, as she draws the car park. If she drew a gate, she would be a model, I reckon, in this, but she draws bad. Won't be surprised if Ollie is stalking everyone here on Foxy Frida. So 5, 6 and 10.
Five wins.
All right, I like
the
it.
Barrier worries.
I said if you had something to offer it up. Race 8, the Bobby Lewis. This will be a good race. Swat's that at $5.50. Shooting for Gold at 6. Stage Man, $7.50. Varun Scova, $7.50. And good luck to Brad and Matt Crouch with the Astrologist at $9. He loves the soft track boys as well. So good race here, Tags.
It is. Number 2, Zatori. Going for 3 Bobby Lewis's in 4 years. He is. Number 4, you know, Rockin' Horse. It's the new marker winner down the straight in the autumn. I tell you what, his first up run.
Doesn't want
surprised
any
if he
softer
wins this. Swat's that, of course, resumes for the new stable and deserves to win down the straight, finishing behind some superstars like Nature Strip. 2, 4, 12, and 13. 2, 4, 12, and 13.
2, 4, 12, and 13. And you'll be alive in the last leg of the quarter, the Exford Plate, Berkeley Square 5, Tijuana 5.50, Fajita San at 5.50, and $8 the rest.
Nothing wrong with the toppy. Let's roll the dice at a price. What price you give me the number one?
Because you're a good fella, you can have $12.
Yeah, as he draws a great gate, was good first up and wants 1,400, just like the danger number 3, Tijuana, who caught the eye fresh at Caulfield storming home. For he to stand, just forget he went around first up at the Valley after missing the kick, 1, 3, and 11.
1, 3, and 11. Good luck to my man, Lucky Delhouse, just, with Elliptical going around in the last
I'll
as well.
I'll just repeat those numbers. 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 6, 10. 2, 4, 12, 13. 1, 3, 11, $144.
Have you got a market mover, JJ? Thanks to Werribee Isuzu Ute, they make buying cars easy.
I'm going to make the market mover. I'm a predictive one there, Cascadian, but I'm thunderstruck at the moment. 255 into 230.
Good go.
Good go for it in a race where there's plenty
we'll
of money.
Win.
That's the thanks to Werribee Isuzu. Upgrade your old ute into a D-Max now. They are paying top dollar for trade-ins. Now, you're talking about 3 Bobby Lewis's for Zutori.
Yep.
Isn't that the famous Pickers audio?
Yes.
Where Zutori's, good. What does he say, ruchus in the gates. Good. That's it. That was this race.
Yep.
I was hoping Zipper might have had that. But no, they're not listening. All good. Yeah, no worries.
Talking about Pickers.
Yeah, they are.
They are chomping at the bit, the boss.
They are. They're both rolled in. Yeah. Boys, do we give? Is this where you give best bets now?
Probably be a good time. No point giving it after 9. He's in very
JJ,
good.
I've been on your side all morning.
It's great by you,
it's been you and I v him, and now you're turning on me. Tag it.
How's it v me?
No,
anyway, I find it a very hard day today, both Melbourne and Sydney. So I'm going to lean on I'm Thunderstruck. My best.
As your best?
Yep.
Oh, my days.
I just think he draws barrier 1. There's not much pace on. Alligator Blood draws 2. You think he'll lead. Thunderstruck will race a lot closer than he normally does.
I'm going very, very left field. I'm going to Hastings in the south of New Zealand. I've no idea if it's south or north. I just like to have a guess.
50% chance you've got, JJ.
Race 5, it is. Race 5, number 2, Fellini, $3. And money back, second or third. So we can have a little play at Fellini, run second or third. We go under, we get our money back because that's what we do over in supporting New Zealand racing. And, of course, the first is 53 minutes away. Get that, India.
Hastings is North Island, PS, but anyway. Now, best of the day for me is the one that should just win. It will be race 1 at number 1 at Belmont called Sock Off. But the best at Flemington for me is going to be Kiss on All 4 Cheeks. But, geez, I'm taking...
Hammer On in Sydney.
Mr. Mozart for me in Sydney, but Hammer On should win.
Hammer On should
What's
win
What's your
too.
Best in Melbourne?
Kiss on All 4 Cheeks.
Okay.
But I've got Spacewalk. I'm backing around. I'm Thunderstruck. I'm laying
this bit. Spacewalk is the most well-named horse I've ever seen because he's a spacewalker.
But it's got ability.
It never runs straight.
Two runs ago. It would have bolted in if it ran straight.
Yeah, it's pretty crucial to run straight.
He's not a wobbler, is he?
He's a spacewalker.
Prince Shalab, Doomben race one. What else, boys?
Not much. I like Duel today. I'm just worried. Grand final trainers, that's all.
The query in the first there is that spacewalk. Yeah, but you just don't know with some of these horses. Like Brereton's got really good ability. Alpha One, superb ability. Three Rings Duel looks like them. It's got upside. I know Duel brain them all, but in what sort of race, though, Tags?
Yeah. He ran time, though, but is he ready to go first up? That's
correct. The one you need to keep an eye on today, too, is Tijuana of Jared Magna Bosco's old Magna Datas. Yeah. That will run well.
Huge, it'll run huge.
I'm happy to probably risk Berkeley Square, but I was more Tijuana and Fajita Sand. You're getting $6 about both of them. What did you think sort of similarly in that race, boys?
That's the last race, isn't it? Yeah. I was keen for Fajita Sand, but not sure about the soft ground.
Yeah, he was a forgive first up.
Yeah, he missed the kick, didn't he? But he got home good.
Got home good. As you say, Tijuana, and roll the dice, I think, is over the odds.
Yeah, you might be bang on the money. Hey, coming up on SEN, off the bench with Hutchie and Pickers, of course, and then on SEN Track, I'll jump in with Gareth for a new show for 2.5 hours. Ooh. Winners. But then next week, JJ.
Yeah.
You and I.
And
we
the rag dog.
And the dog.
And the dog.
We do the winners on the box.
Yep.
So I'll make sure I'll go and have my hair and makeup done.
Have a shave.
For a debut. A shave?
Yeah.
You reckon I need to have a shave?
I don't know. What do you reckon, Tags?
Yeah.
I thought we're on the same team here. Give me a clip.
I'm helping you, mate.
Unreal. Tags, have you enjoyed this? No?
Scoobsy's better.
Oh, thank you, mate. Always good to see you. Hope Thunderstruck goes under today. Oh, you've packed up shop, have you?
Yeah, he takes his,
He's done?
Yeah, he's done.
Well, you've still got 2 minutes of the show to go.
Well, you've worked with him.
I was just hoping before we went out, if we could get that audio of Zootori down the straight, because it is the Bobby Lewis day, and no doubt Pickers remembers that when Zootori got ruckus in the gates.
Viridine goes in and they're set to run. First event, 1,200 metres. Zootori's agitated. Good. Set to gallop.
hey, coming up next off the bench. See you soon.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.